Cave Children, Part 3. What the hell are these things? We've been following the line for about an hour, and about 20 minutes ago, we saw two more of them. They were standing rear to rear, with their hindquarters touching and lurching back and forth into each other, grunting and buzzing with their eyes wide open and fixed on nothing. It looks like mating. I know insects will sometimes breed end to end like this, so now I'm doubting my suspicions that they were mammalian. I don't believe they saw us, but we've turned off the headlamps just in case. We're currently proceeding with night vision from here on out. This is Mason Perry. Dr. Kincaid is gone. He slipped off an edge and hit his head before falling. I don't know where he went, and I presume he's unconscious. As soon as he fell, Jeanette started running. She says one of the children grabbed his ankle and dragged him down. I want to go back for him, but she refuses, and I don't have the gear or skill necessary to climb down that edge by myself. So we're leaving him, I guess. Hopefully we can get someone back here in time and save him. Shit. Dr. Mason Perry, September 14th, 1996, 7:27 a.m. Our line was definitely cut. The line led us directly to the ridge above the nest, so I suspect it was a prank by young locals. Naturally, Jeanette insists that it was the Bondoules children trying to punish us. What we saw was grotesque. One of these creatures hung off the wall about 20 feet from the ground with its head facing the ceiling. It gave birth like that. Six or seven offspring fell directly down onto the ground. The youngest died on impact, and a few more were killed when several of the adults mauled them. The three that survived only did so by viciously slaughtering their attackers. We saw them feasting on one of the slain corpses, and we ran. At this point, we're exhausted, so we've set up camp. I'm taking first watch while Jeanette sleeps, if she's able. I killed one. It came up on the camp, and I shot it. We were wrong about these animals. They're simians. They look disturbingly human. I suspect a heterophore unknown strain of hominid. They have no eyes. They're totally blind. What we thought was an eye was actually a mouth opening and shutting. They don't have wings either. It's a ribcage. These creatures look like a human that walks upside down with its stomach pointing upward. The mouth appears to be on top of the head because of this inversion, and what I thought was a tail was actually the animal's genitals. They're extremely skinny, and their legs appear substantially longer than ordinary human legs. They lack much appreciable muscle mass, however, which is odd considering the speed with which they move, their tendency to climb, and they have this opposable digit on all four pedal extremities, though it's apparent that the ones that should be feet are underdeveloped. I suspect that the lack of muscle mass is owed to the creature's light weight. There's no way this thing weighs more than 90 pounds. It's definitely hairless, covered completely in translucent white skin. Jeanette freaked out when she saw it, but she's calmed down considerably since then. In fact, she's calmer now than she has been since she first saw the creature. It could be that she knows what it is now, but I suspect it has more to do with the knowledge that these children can be killed. She's agreed to take second watch and let me catch a few hours of sleep. Woman. This is Jeanette Briggs, daughter of Samuel Briggs, a human, child of the land of the man, God Christ. I now understand my duty. I'm going to return to the nest of the children to offer myself as a servant to the earth god. I shall never escape these caves, so I will make myself a new home, his kingdom beneath the earth. I'm leaving this message for Mason Perry that he might join me. Shit. Shit! Jeanette's disappeared. Shit! She left me a message on this machine saying she went back to the nest. Obviously, she's panicking worse than I realized, and I have to go after her. And if I don't make it back, whoever finds this, tell my kids I love them and get out. Get out now if you're still in the caves listening to this. Press stop and run. Listen later. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. This is Mason Perry. Shit. I don't know what the hell time it is. 9:30 a.m. Jeanette's dead. When I got to the nest, Jeanette was standing in the middle of it, taking off her clothes. The children, they watched. They were in a circle around her, just watching. And Jeanette, she bent over backwards like one of them. And they came at her. Oh, Christ. There were two, one on each end of her, and they were violating her. And another came up and tried to get on, but the one between her legs wouldn't stop thrusting to get out of the way. So the third one, it grabbed her by the torso and just started pulling. It ripped off these huge chunks of her skin, of her muscle, just ripped her open, and then it went for the hole. And then two more did this on the other side, and then more started ripping holes, and pretty soon she was just a pile of wet meat. Fucking Christ, there was nothing left, but, they started eating it. She never screamed. She didn't make a sound at all. I think that she wanted to die. It's been weeks now since I came into these godforsaken caves. I've long since run out of food, and my efforts to catch rocktail lizards have nettled me nothing but injuries. I've used the first aid kit in my pack and disinfected them and bandaged them up as best as I can, but I'm concerned about my ability to treat further injuries. I found some water, which looked clear enough to supplement my water supply, and hopefully the rocks have done a passable job filtering it. I've seen several of the children since Jeanette's death, but they don't come near me. I think it's the corpse of one of their own in my campsite that scares them off. I have a theory about these creatures. I think that they were once a group of early hominids who were trapped in these caves when a rock slide closed the cave mouth, and I think they clung to the ceiling as much as possible to stay away from the rocktail lizard, or perhaps to get the drop on it when they were hungry. I suspect they've developed their upside-down hang to give them better visibility of the tiny lizards on the cave floor and to help with incoming rocks. Over time, their bodies changed to accommodate this lifestyle until they were a formidable enough predator to walk on the ground again. When outside of the nest, they seemed to come down to the cave floors only to mate. By the time the rocks were finally cleared away from the mouth of the cave, they had become so dependent on the cave's darkness that they never ventured outside. I'm out of options. I need food. I'm going to eat what meat I can salvage from the carcass at my campsite, and hopefully it will give me enough strength to try to get out. I think it's been a week since I ate from the carcass, and I didn't get any immediate indigestion or signs of food poisoning, but since yesterday, I've felt really ill. Lately, I've come to wonder whether Jeanette was right about the children. At first, I thought they might be primitive hominids, but I can't explain the guide wire. How could they have been smart enough to know to cut through the line and lead us to their nest? I don't think that was a prank anymore. I don't think anyone who knew the story of these creatures would attempt to strand another human being in this dark hell. I thought the children might have cut the line out of curiosity and carried it with them as far as they could to the nest, but today I realized that I had been tied up at the campsite. How would they know to knot it in that way? I think they were intentionally trying to trick us. Is the thing Bandulth responsible? Is there some superior intelligence of power guiding these creatures, and does it build its army of children from humans it traps in these caves? Are they ancient hominids or disfigured humans? I can barely separate fact from fantasy in my mind. My watch slipped off my wrist 2 days ago and shattered, and I've lost all sense of time in the interim, and I'm losing weight too quickly and expect to die soon. My eyes feel gummy and infected. Yesterday, I decided to start a fire to cook some of the carcass. I couldn't risk further infection, and no other food has been available. there was no wood, so I burned some of my clothes, and once I had eaten all of the meat off the carcass, I realized that I had lost the only thing keeping the children away from my camp. I tried to keep the fire going through the night in hopes that would scare them away. I'm naked now, and the fire is gone. I've considered trying to burn anything, but I've since thought better of it. I'll be tying this recorder into the guideline in hopes that any rescue attempts might find it, though given how long I've waited, I doubt anyone is coming. My back is killing me. The tape ends here. According to testimony by Dr. Encinita, the rescuers spotted several of the creatures mentioned in the tapes during their second trip into the caves. On the fourth trip, when this tape was found, and fire on one which approached their party and scared it away. They described the last as stouter than the others, and with what appeared to be bandages wrapped around its arms.